I'm sure that those of you who are here early enough on your way into the church, you'd have noticed something there that is not usually there. So there's a lectern, and on the lectern was the book of the gospel. Well, not was, but still is there, the book of the gospels. And the book of the gospels was open to the gospel reading for today. The gospel according to Mark. And why is that place there? It's placed there because today is the Sunday of the Word of God. And therefore, as we listen to the gospel reading, we would have noticed two things. That first, it says that Jesus was proclaiming. He was proclaiming the beginning of his gospel. And if you recall, that during the reign of John the Baptist, that when he came about, is that John the Baptist spoke about what? Repentance. He was calling people to repent. And he was calling them to prepare the way for the coming of Jesus. Jesus the Messiah. And therefore it is very interesting that in this Gospel of Mark, as Jesus begins his ministry, he continued by saying the same things that John the Baptist did. He called people to repent. Repent. Repent because the kingdom of heaven is at hand. So that's the first proclamation then of the word. So whenever we hear about this word, we no doubt would go back to Christmas. Because we heard that in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And it is this Word that came to become flesh among us. So if in the beginning was the Word, what is the Word doing? The Word is always calling people to repentance. That's what the beginning is all about. Because we cannot get into the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom which is at hand, we cannot get into that without repentance. And so the first duty of the word is to call people to repentance. Because the whole idea behind it is that it is the will of God that all his people should enter into his kingdom. And that's why when we look at our first reading, we see that we had the people of Nineveh. The people of Nineveh had turned away from God. And God wanted to make sure that they would get into that kingdom, so he sent Jonah to them to proclaim repentance. So the first business of the word is to call people to repentance. And then, what is the second thing that we notice in today's gospel? That after Jesus had proclaimed the gospel of repentance, then he proclaimed what I'd call the gospel of discipleship. So he called first to repentance, and then the second, he called people to follow him. So we hear about the call of these first four disciples. And having been called, we're told that they left everything and followed him. So let us now apply that to ourselves. Have we been called? Have we been called? Have we heard that call? Because the first call that we need to hear is the call to repentance. And we should always keep that in our minds, that call to repentance. Is it any wonder that every time we meet for the celebration of Mass, what is the very first thing we do? We call to mind our sins. Because unless we get rid of those sins, we cannot faithfully nor fruitfully celebrate these sacred mysteries. Because the sacred mysteries that we celebrate will always call us to repentance. So have we been called? Have we responded to that call? Have we then, like those first four disciples, left everything to follow? Have we left even our sinfulness? Because if we hold on to things, we will not be able to follow. So the word challenges us not to hold on to anything. And then we're called to be disciples. And that call to discipleship means that we are going to follow in the footsteps of that Word become flesh, who is Jesus. And if we follow in his footsteps, then we have two ministries or two missions, whatever we want to call them. We, by our life, our words and our actions, we should be calling people to repentance. We call people to repentance. And when we call people to repentance, again, we're not going to be doing this at them. Repent, repent, you sinners, or whatever it is. But by the way that we live, we will let them know that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. So they may ask, why do you live like this? And your simple and short answer should be, because the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And the kingdom is Jesus. And as we call people to repentance, then we also call them to discipleship. Because we are going to be saying to them, follow me, follow me, follow my example. And we will be able to get other persons to leave everything behind in order to follow Jesus. And you see, in this way, the Word of God, which is alive, will be very active, because the Word of God is like the liturgy. You know, because I keep saying that in the liturgy we're called into full, conscious, and active participation. Discipleship means full, conscious, and active participation in the life of Jesus. That's what we're called to do. That's what the Word of God challenges us to do. And therefore, the first part of your assignment this week is that I want you to stop at the gospel book on your way out of the church today. And it doesn't matter if it's a big crowd around it, that's fine. Because great crowds used to follow Jesus. So stop there. Stop there in reverence to those words, the words that come from Jesus. And maybe just like on Good Friday, when you touch the cross or kiss the cross, whatever it is, if you feel like touching the gospel book, kissing the gospel book, making the sign of the cross, whatever it is. So as you do that, you'll be acknowledging the fact that you have heard this day the word of God, and having heard the word of God, you have decided to leave everything and to follow Jesus. And then with that gospel on your lips and in your heart, then go into the world and make disciples of all creation.